Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. I am back, and we have got a huge show today. In fact, we got a lot of huge shows coming up. We will be joined in the final segment of this program by Jeremy Borash, one of the minds behind not only the Final Deletion, but what is said to be Final Deletion Part 2 coming up tomorrow. Delete or Decay on Impact. We're going to talk about that on the show today. I got a lot of questions for Jeremy Borash. I should get the music. I should get the anthem, the song, however they term it, the ode. The broken ode that has been played on the piano and sung by Matt and Rebby and Jeff. Use that for the intro music when Jeremy Borash comes on. Or maybe I will use it later in the week. But a lot to talk about today in terms of news as well. We have got a lot of shows coming up tonight. If you're a fan of wrestling, there's no shortage of things to watch. We have NXT. We have the Cruiserweight Classic. Only a few weeks left of the Cruiserweight Classic. Ring of Honor is on Comet tonight. And in addition, it is the debut of Lucha Underground Season 3. It kicks off tonight. It runs all the way through June. A huge season of Lucha Underground kicking off tonight. We can talk about all of those shows here on the program today. We have SmackDown to talk about. I haven't talked about Raw here on this show. If you want to talk about Raw, you're welcome to do so. Studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411, and text messages 425-780-7566. Back in a moment, Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydratain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydratain is an environmentally friendly solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm back! I want to thank Mike, as always, holding down the fort with Carl, Josh, other individuals. Maybe there was more. I don't even know. I was very, very, very busy on my vacation, Mike.
I heard. I know you didn't have a chance to listen to the program, but I do want to congratulate you on a series of Canyon Beach championship defenses. I'm glad you have brought that championship out there into the mainstream and made it an open weight championship,
Mike,
to take on all comers.
Don't joke about this, because it may happen. Every time I walk by that VFW hall, I think, man, I could get a winged eagle, put CBC on it. It's like the CWC, just better. Beach Wrestling, and away we go,
brother. You got to treat this like it's Hawaii, like you're there doing that. I mean, you can use the VFW hall, but you use that in the spring. You use that in the rainy season. In the summertime, though, you got to be out there on that beach taking on all comers. $20 a head.
Clearly,
you fill up the beach.
You've never been to the Oregon coast.
No.
Is not Hawaii, dude. You should have seen it the day that we left.
Worse there. I had a hurricane here, supposedly, in Delaware, and it was about a zillion times nicer here than it was there.
Got a lot of news, everybody, outside of weather. We have the Cruiserweight Classic tonight, NXT, ROH on Comet, the return of Lucha Underground Season 3, which the main event tonight is apparently Rey Mysterio versus Pentagon Dark. That's
really
a big match to kick off this season. It's SmackDown last night with a lot of stuff going on. I still love that show better than Raw, but there was nothing on the show like last week. There was no must-see moments that I can recall on SmackDown last night. But if you want to talk about it, you're welcome to call. Everybody knows the studio line, text message line, etc. Got a lot of news, but it's been a long time since I talked to the people, Mike. And as a man of the people, let's go to the studio line. You're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Man, the voice of Jim coming down from the heavens. Yes, Jim.
Talking about Lucha Underground, the way I understand the big deal tonight with the wrestling is going to be a big wheel that they're going to spin that's supposed to decide their fate. Any idea how that's going to work?
They're going to spin a wheel to decide their fate. What does that mean, to decide their fate?
Spin a wheel,
I don't
make
know,
the deal?
That's Comcast. That's what they put on the description of the show.
Really? Do you have it in front of you?
I can pull it up right quick. Hold on just a second.
I want you to pull it up right quick so I can try to.
Alrighty, let's see. I've got it. I'm on DVR anyway. Okay, Lucha Underground. It's tonight, okay? And it says, Wheel of Misfortune. After Dario's, Cueto's arrest, the luchadores return to the temple where their destiny will be determined by a spin of the wheel. And
man,
it says Rey Mysterio to be in the main event.
You know, I gotta ask a serious question. How in the world, in the history of wrestling, has nobody stolen the term Wheel of Misfortune or used it prior to this?
That's a good question.
Man,
that's one of those ones I would wonder if somebody's already trademarked somewhere. It's just too obvious, I think.
I presume Katrina has got to be Vanna White, right?
Vanna.
Another question. Now that
Vanna Dark, Vanna Evil,
sure.
Something?
Vanna Black.
I understand that Cody Rhodes and his wife are coming to TNA. Am I correct?
Well, that's apparently the idea. He's apparently working for Ring of Honor and TNA.
Is she going to be a knockout?
No, she will be his personal ring announcer.
Okay, I did not know that. And one other thing, how long until Dana turns on Charlotte and babyface turn and everything?
Oh, my God. Jim, I love you. I want to thank you very much for the call. I could not possibly care less about that storyline. So, no comment. It's got to be that has to be. No, actually, I take that back. I watched Raw. That was definitely
I was going to say, you were about to say it's the worst feud going, isn't it? Is that what you were about to say?
I was going to say it was the worst storyline, but that's also not true.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know how that. Could you possibly care about Dana and Charlotte? They were put together, and listen, I will be fair about this because I'm a fair man, and all of you listeners demand fairness out of me. It was supposed to be Dana and Emma, but then Emma got injured, and so they put her with Charlotte. But to put her, what's going on over there? Are you Googling Emma?
No.
Her Instagram?
No, I don't have any time for Emma. Besides, Tom would get mad at me if I did. I'm not allowed to look at her. I'm looking at this picture of Matt Farmer where Harry Houdini and George Hackenschmidt are doing a theater show in Boston.
Oh, really? That would have been very interesting to me as a fan of magic and
1906.
Wrestling. But anyway, it was supposed to be Dana and Emma, but then Emma got hurt, and so Dana got put with Charlotte. But man, give me a break. They were already feuding within like 2 weeks, if I recall correctly. And they've been doing the on and off Alberto Del Rio thing, which of course didn't do anything for Alberto Del Rio when he returned. So storyline sucks, and I don't care is how I'll phrase it. This person says, spoilers, Jim, he's upset. Listen, whatever's on the on-screen guide is not a spoiler. It's on the on-screen guide. A spoiler is a match result that is ruined for people.
Actually, in the olden days, it used to actually be a spoiler sometimes because what would come up on the guide would be far better than what they actually went into execution with on either Raw or SmackDown or Nitro, whatever show you happened to be watching, Impact at the time.
Dude.
It's amazing how many times you wouldn't get what was coming on the screen. It was like, I would have took that match instead.
As recently as 6 months ago on my on-screen guide, they were listing Teddy Long and Vicky Guerrero as the GMs of SmackDown. They hadn't been on the show in years. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
Yes, this is Kenny from Galveston, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Hey, how much time do we have?
Well, it depends.
Anyway, I'll just make it real quick. I see our old pal Vince Russo is back in the news. He's like,
oh, it's going to be a quick call, dude. It's going to be a quick call. Go ahead.
No, it's not a crank call. Hello. It's not so much a crank call, but anyway, my question is, here's Vince Russo. He's trying to, once again, steal spotlight, taking credit for something that he thinks he had a hand in when in reality it is all the other Vince. My question is he just trying to, I don't know, steal the spotlight or something?
Of course he is.
What's going on with that?
Of course he is. Give me a break. Listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I know you don't mean to, but every time he calls, he's trolling me. I'm not talking about Vince Russo here on the show. It's 2016, for crying out loud. The very fact that he got me talking about him is appalling to me.
Well, he hasn't had you talking about him yet. You can always pivot right this second. Go.
From WrestlingObserver.com, if you watched SmackDown, despite winning their semifinal match on Tuesday night, American Alpha will not be competing in Sunday's SmackDown Tag Tournament Finals at Backlash.
Speaking of pivots.
Yeah, Shane and Daniel Bryan announced on Talking Smack Chad Gable out 2 to 4 weeks with an MCL sprain after the bad guys attacked him after they literally beat the Usos in like 15 seconds. So the Usos are obviously out, and Chad Gable and Jason Jordan are out. And so that means that it will be the Usos will get a chance to redeem themselves in the tournament?
Yes.
Well, that's stupid. I just realized this.
They
were eliminated. It should just be Slater and Rhino defeated the Hype Bros. Where are these damn brackets at? Slater and Rhino should just be the winners, right? All right, hold on a second.
I don't know.
I'm going to look at this
really
during
matter.
The break. It does matter because the Usos were eliminated in 12 seconds. How are they back in this tournament? Because they injured another team? That's not right.
Well, you don't want to just have a walkover. You want to have some sort of competition, and it shows some ruthless aggression by them. So there you go. There, I guess there would be your excuse to try to get out of this. Hey, look, they're giving you an excuse to get American Alpha out of being anywhere near Rhino and Heath Slater, which, think about that. Think about that, folks.
Okay, so based on these graphics here, so it was the Usos versus the American Alpha. And the American Alpha won, but then they would be removed. So that means that Rhino and Slater... Wait a second. God. Thank God the music showed up. I'm going to explain this to all of you after the break, everybody.
As Wrestling I... mathematics.
Well, they've screwed these brackets up now. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rhyme of strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next. You better give respect.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jeremy Borash is going to be joining us in the final segment of the show here today. Delete or DK tomorrow on TNA Impact. I figured out these brackets. They updated them and it confused me. So the quarterfinals were the Usos versus American Alpha and the Hype Bros against Rhino and Slater. So Rhino and Slater beat the Hype Bros. And then American Alpha beat the Usos, but the Usos injured American Alpha, so they're out of the tournament. Now, based on these brackets, that means Rhino and Slater should be the champions right now.
Yes.
That's it. It's over.
via bye.
Now, on Talking Smack, as several people have alerted me here, Shane and Brian says they did not want to hand somebody a title. That's rich. Thus, they are putting the two losing teams together in a match first. So it's going to be the Hype Bros who lost and the Usos who lost. And whoever wins that match will face Rhino and Slater for the championship. Now, first off, I know it's all storyline, but here's the thing with these storylines. When you make the general managers look stupid, that's a bad storyline. They're not handing anybody a title because Rhino and Slater beat the Hype Bros and they beat the Headbangers, right?
They did, yes.
So they beat two teams. They're the only ones left in the tournament. They should be the champions.
Tough. Unionize. Get a union rep.
So what you should do is they should be the champions. And then, at the pay-per-view, you can do the Usos versus the Hype Bros, and the winning team gets a title match. They have screwed Rhino and Heath Slater. Now, obviously, there's a storyline here. And I actually like the storyline, because Rhino and Slater are going to be screwed. I presume that the Usos are going to beat the Hype Bros, and then the Usos are going to go in, and they're going to beat Rhino and Slater, and the Usos will be the champions, and Rhino and Slater will be screwed.
Oh, no.
Now, I think that Heath Slater, maybe he is right now, I haven't looked at his Twitter, he should be doing a campaign talking about how unfair this decision is. Because in storyline, this decision is completely unfair. And the reasoning given by Daniel Bryan and Shane is completely unfair. That's not right. You can't put the losers back in this tournament. These men deserve to win. They ran through this tournament.
That's possible, but look at what Heath Slater has had to go through to get a job and some of the things that he's had to go through. So he should be used to this kind of deal. And this is how it works, unfortunately, in a world of independent contracting and whatnot. You don't have any representation there. You don't have anybody on your side.
This is not a union issue, Mike. Come on. This is him being screwed by the GMs.
That's not true. When they can change the rules on the fly, then they can change the rules on the fly. That's how this works. So that's
be champions right now. Give me a break.
I feel their pain. I do. I had a chance. Do you know how badly I want Heath Slater's daughter to get a replacement tongue so she could speak and sing alongside her father in the one-man band? It could be the one-man and one-daughter band. Do you know how badly I want to see that? And if they don't win the titles, that doesn't happen.
This is so a
I don't
sickening
want this
decision.
Either. Terrible, I know. But look, this is what happens here. These guys need better representation than trying to deal with Daniel Bryan and Shane. And you know what? They're seemingly the weakest of the bunch, I would think. But you know how these storylines work. At least none of them, you know, I would assume at least know where their significant others are. Unlike Stephanie, who's got no clue what her husband does, nor how it affects her family's business. So, and then they won't even bring it up on Monday. You know, I'm okay in the wrestling.
That's another stupid storyline.
I'm okay in the wrestling alternate universe of having to wait a week, even though it's completely stupid and ridiculous and nothing was settled in the last week. They haven't seen each other at all, but you know what? Okay. I can suspend disbelief and time and space until we get to Monday night again. But at some point on Monday night, I know I'm not looking for an instant solving of the storyline. I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for the reveal or anything. If it's going to go on till WrestleMania, great. But the logical things need to remain somewhat logical. And Stephanie and Vince and the whole, you would figure in theory the entire balance of a publicly traded company would change because he's in a bad mood. Yet nobody has seen him. Nobody has talked to him. Nobody knows how this affects NXT anything. Just I didn't have a chance to talk about this, and I really don't want to talk about it because Ross sucked and I couldn't stand it. But there was a great example of the whole storyline is, frankly, again, I like the players involved. It's stupid.
No, listen, I'll actually defend it. So, I will. I thought it was stupid, but as I think about it more, I may be able to defend this. So, it's only stupid. It's only stupid. Stephanie and Hunter are not in cahoots. Because if they're in cahoots, then it makes sense.
Brian,
she's
I know
lying.
What you're saying.
She's
you're
lying.
Right.
But hold on. Hold on. The problem is, if they are in cahoots, if that's the storyline, I realize that Mick Foley kind of got on her a little bit, and I guess Seth Rollins really did as well. But this should be brought up to the viewers by the announcers, by the other wrestlers, Stephanie claiming that she has not talked to her husband about this in 7 days.
Yes.
This should be brought up. How could Stephanie not talk to her husband in 7 days? And listen, I don't need an answer. I think people misunderstood that. I don't need the answer the next day, but it needs to make sense the next week. It needs to make sense. Hunter ran in and did something that apparently his wife was not a fan of. Okay, this very desperately needs to be addressed. And it was addressed by Stephanie saying, I didn't know anything about it. And everyone was like, okay, cool, I believe you. Give me a break, you idiots. It makes McFoley look like an idiot. It makes the announcers look like idiots. It makes everybody look like idiots. To not question, how could Stephanie, who is married and lives with this man, not have addressed this with him in 7 days? That's the part that's really stupid. Because I believe, obviously, they're in cahoots. I mean, come on. Obviously.
But even if that's the case, though, where you go, okay, he talked to her. In theory, it changes the whole balance of the company where everybody would want to know, what is this dude doing? Isn't he supposed to be helping us run NXT? What's going on down there? What is the deal? There would be more involvement from other people to go, okay, what's the deal with this? Yet we're supposed to throw all of that out the window and just go, eh, okay. I mean, on everything, almost every part of the storyline, with the exception of, you know, the dynamics in the ring and that sort of stuff, none of it makes any sense whatsoever. None. And it's not even, again, it's not even like I want a reveal or anything like that, but none of this makes any sense. It wasn't even brought up. I haven't even gotten a hold of him on the phone. The board of directors keeps calling. My dad keeps calling. Jesus, he wants to know what happened on the close of Raw on Monday night. My brother's calling me to heckle me on Smack. None of that stuff, none of this real life stuff that would happen in this scenario, none of it's being talked about. It's just thrown to the side, and it's like, well, they're going to tune in next week, I guess. It's going to be painful, too. In fact, there's going to be tons of people, millions of people, in fact, that probably don't because football's on.
I don't think it's going to be millions, or they're in deep trouble.
Yeah, they don't have enough to get millions to watch, but they're going to lose certainly thousands upon thousands.
Okay, listen, first off, I do want to thank Kevin Owens for stealing my promo on one of these mini shows about how stupid it was for everybody to chant "You deserve it" at him. The top heel, I might add. Made sure to bring that up. And also, in somewhat of a defense, it's not really a defense, but it kind of is, this storyline was never even supposed to happen. Finn Balor got hurt, and so they were forced to do something. And of course, when they're backed into a corner, what do they do? What have they always done? Well, we got to do something that's going to shock people. Got to do something that's going to surprise people. And that's what they did, and then they had absolutely no explanation for why. They probably don't even know where they're going with it other than the obvious, which is Seth Rollins and Triple H at WrestleMania, which is a long way away. And so they just got to hold it off and leave everybody guessing. That was the least of my problems with that show, by the way.
I had some things to do, so I did not tune into the show live until... And again, there's a reason that I called Carl yesterday in the morning and said, we're talking Last Battle of Atlanta, can you do the show? Because when I first caught Raw, I turned it on right before Hour 2 began. So this is my lineup of Raw for those people who didn't have a chance to see the show, and lucky you on Monday night. I had to experience the Old Day skit. I then had to experience Titus O'Neil and Darren Young, which almost felt like a rib. But then it really felt like a rib because you had the Alicia Fox Nia Jax deal backstage, which was utterly ridiculous.
Come on, that was awesome.
It was hilarious, actually. Threw it right out of her shoes, the whole
Dude,
everything
let
about
me talk
that,
about that for a second, because I haven't had time.
Go ahead.
Listen, I know the show's live. You know you can do a pre-tape, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You can pre-tape this, especially with Alicia Fox and Nia Jax. And if something goes wrong, hey, you tape it again. Instead, apparently they went live, and Alicia Fox is throwing stuff like a mad woman. But then she accidentally hits Nia in the face with something. And so, think about this.
She was more worried about that than calling her a hoe.
Think about how long Alicia Fox has been there and how long Nia Jax has been there. Nia Jax is green as can be. She's been there like a couple years. Alicia's been there forever.
Weeks.
Of the two of them, I'm talking like on the actual, you know, hired. Of the two of them, who broke character and who didn't? Alicia Fox broke character because she's throwing stuff and she hits Nia right in the face. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, and she starts to caress her face like, oh, I'm so sorry, Nia. And Nia no sells it, just shoves her right into the wall. I howled with laughter. It was a horrible segment. It was absolutely horrible. I cannot believe they didn't retape it. But what aired?
You know what? It was so horrible. It was one of those where if that would have been the only thing, I could see that being a rib being left in, because she did, she turns around with this box. I think it's the shoulder. And he hit her in the face and then pauses and goes, oh, and then gets back into having to yell at her again because I guess they're live. And yes, then she gets thrown right out of her shoes, which was hilarious. But yeah, then there was Braun Strowman with America's revenge, and oh, it didn't get any better, really. Oh, then we had Sasha Banks as thespian, which is always, always a fun thing.
Back in a moment, Jeremy Borash, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Trying to save me, stop holding your breath, then you think I'm crazy.
Howdy there. I'm the extra crispy Colonel for KFC, here to tell you about my delicious new Chicken Littles. Their sandwich is made with an extra crispy hand-breaded tender on a warm sesame seed bun. That's the sound of your mouth applauding. And now you can get two Chicken Littles in KFC's $5 fill-up. Sorry, my mouth just won't stop applauding. KFC, it's finger little good.
Limited time offer, participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league. Like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey everyone!
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Jeremy Borash is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about, including Delete or Decay, which is going to be taking place on Impact on Pop TV this Thursday. Jeremy, what's going on?
Brother Alvarez, Brother Semper Vivi, always a pleasure, gentlemen.
Boy, have I got questions for you. I don't even know where to begin. First off, let's just start at the beginning. Tell us about Delete or Decay tomorrow.
Delete or Decay is tomorrow night on Impact. You know, a lot of talk, obviously, coming out of the final deletion, and everybody was asking what could be done next. Well, tomorrow night is the first battle in the Great War at Bound for Glory, October 2nd, on our biggest pay-per-view of the year. It's Decay and the Hardys for the tag team titles in the Great War. Well, this is the first battle in the Great War. You know, a lot of people talked about the final deletion, and I don't actually call this the final deletion, too, because it's going to be very different than I think what people are expecting, if that's what they're expecting. It is all the elements, has all the elements of the final deletion, the things you loved about it, kind of in a different context, but it's, I guarantee you, it's going to be, I definitely can't think of anything that compared to this as far as the wildest, most epic battle ever shown on television in the world of wrestling. So it's I know that's a tall statement, but if I look back at everything, the craziness that happened with Austin and Pillman at home and all the crazy stuff The Undertaker did back in the day, I think if you take that, amplify it by 50,000, you have what you're going to see tomorrow night.
So, I mean, we got to have like a Civil War canon. I actually don't know. I'm not giving spoilers here. But are we talking this level of insanity?
Well, I will tell you this much. Last time, a lot of people talked about the fireworks that were used. I will tell you, Matt Hardy in his scientific lab has, and I'll give this away as a bit of a spoiler, but Vanguard 1 will be well equipped with not only a keen sense of direction and detection, but also firearms as well.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Now, I have also heard that there is a segment where Matt is training Brother Nero by having him fight a kangaroo. Is that correct?
Well, yes, and on the surface it sounds absurd, I know.
No, it does not at all.
Peel the onions. If you peel the onions, the layers of this onion a little deeper, you'll find that in Matt's personal zoo, he has collected the vessels of the most famous people in the world. He has collected the George Washington soul, which is currently living in a giraffe. He has collected the soul of Smoking Joe Frazier, who is now living in a kangaroo.
Wow.
Genghis Khan appears as well. So there's a number of people he has in this personal zoo, as souls that he connects to and gets advice from. And he took, Brother Nero, who he has claimed is a spot monkey, his words, not mine, and trying to reform him into a fighter. And who better to teach him the ways of the ropes and fighting than Smoking Joe Frazier? So that goes down tomorrow night in a all-out fight between Brother Nero and a kangaroo, who is housing the soul of Smoking Joe Frazier.
Now, behind the scenes, was it a kangaroo because you could not get a bear or an alligator, or was a kangaroo always the vessel?
Well, in this case, you know, if you choose who are the actual animals known to be good boxers, you know, you have to go to the kangaroo.
That's true.
If you're going for more of a mauling aspect, maybe a hardcore wrestler, you would put him in there with a black bear.
So if it were Abyss, for example, he would train him with a black bear.
Yeah, or, you know, a grizzly, whatever's around.
Sure.
But I happen to know for a fact that that Matt does have a bear in his personal zoo, and I just stay tuned for what happens with that.
Now, there is an anthem, an ode, maybe. I'm not sure exactly how you would describe this song. The Broken Matt Hardy Anthem. What is it called? I don't even know.
It's called Obsolete.
Well, I know that, but I mean, is it considered his anthem? Is it considered his
a war hymn? Yes,
yeah. What
this?
Exactly would you?
Yeah, it's a war hymn. Like, you know, songs can be attributed to wars of recent, of the last centuries. Different songs and different war cries and whatnot. So that song, by the way, I'll let you know, will kick off. There will be another rendition of it that will kick off the festivities, and it is actually performed by one of the premier opera singers in all of New York, Daniel Mendelsohn, who's a friend of mine, also works on the Howard Stern Show, who you may have heard. He actually will kick off the Delete or Decay segment with an amazing rendition and opera of said tune.
I hope you guys all make millions and millions and millions
yes.
of dollars in your lives. Now, I got a question that probably no one has asked you if they've interviewed you about this, and only maybe I would care, but after the final deletion, there was a video called The Day After. And Matt gets on his dilapidated boat. Beauregard? I forget his name.
Beauregard.
Skargard.
Skargard. Skargard. I apologize.
Yes.
He gets on the boat and he's out there in the lake and there's a man singing In the Pines. Please tell me that's Brother Nero.
That is actually a song from the 1950s. You can look it up. It is not actually Brother Nero singing the song. It's a very, very dark song if you listen to the words.
There are many renditions of this song.
Oh, it's a very famous song through the years. I believe Nirvana covered it at some point.
But yes.
This is the original that we were able to acquire, and you will hear that again tonight, or tomorrow night, rather. I will tell you at one point, be listening for it, because a guy gets into a car, turns on the car, and there happens to be a song on from Smashing Pumpkins, and he is immediately disgusted and turns the channel, and there is In the Pines.
Man, I love that song. I wasn't sure if you'd use the original or if you just had Jeff sing it, because he is an artist.
Jeff is an artist, and he's a great singer, but he's pretty much keeping to his theme song at this point as far as vocal efforts go. However, you will hear In the Pines in this. There's all the great things you loved about The Final Deletion that are incorporated in this. Of course, the Lake of Reincarnation we saw. Keep that in mind when you're watching it. That comes back into play. And this is just, I'll tell you what, when people watch it, they kind of have the same reaction immediately afterwards. They just sit and stare at the screen for about 30 seconds and sit in disbelief, and that's the kind of reaction we want. And, you know, the people that have seen it thus far, we've shown the young bucks who were crazy about it. As we speak, I believe, in London, backstage at the O2, there is a screening going on with a number of members of the of the competition's roster, which is always fun. So it's really transcended wrestling companies, and really it's been amazing to watch. For the Hardys themselves, just to see how this has just taken off for TNA and Impact Wrestling and you know, the attention it's brought.
Now, I don't know if we talked to you about this the last time you were on the show. Maybe we did. I can't even remember. But after the Final Deletion, the next thing you know, there's the battle at the Wyatt compound. It's like, no way this was a coincidence. Now, I thought their version kind of sucked. And I know that, you know, we got to be fair here. What did you think about it?
I had a smile on my face the entire time. I'll leave it at that.
Can you believe that they did that? I mean, can you believe this?
Well, I, you know what, and I can't divulge what I actually know, but you're dead on, and the fact it was done, I actually know who suggested it and who got it on and who made it, and it's just if you compare the numbers in terms of budget and effectiveness and whatever, I'll just say I watched it with a smile on my face the entire time.
You know, I remember way back in WCW, you could actually probably talk about this. I think you may have been there at the time. The Junkyard Battle Royal.
Oh, my.
You remember this disaster?
Yeah. Very much so, yeah.
People were nearly killed. It was just horrible. And they spent so much money to do a battle royal in a junkyard.
And it's always more effective when the announcers are openly laughing at it.
Yeah, sure. Tell us some WCW stories about spending preposterous amounts of money as compared to how much was spent on Final Deletion and Delete or Decay.
I guess from my background, I started out in radio at a very small station and had to make the best of what I had with very bad equipment. And, you know, it turned you into more of a relying on the creativeness of things as opposed to the equipment you have. It was in WCW where money was spent on things. I think all of a sudden they started spending $75,000 a week just for us to do a 15-minute pre-show on the internet on WCW.com. So it's just a lot of just crazy money that I don't even know where I would spend if I had it. And, you know, from that point on, it was just it happens, though. When you have something that's so successful and a lot of chefs get in the kitchen and start making decisions and spending money and different things, it happens. Not the first place it's happened, not the last place it'll happen, but it really kind of showed me what that does to a place. And, you know, the effectiveness of being budget conscious, I think, is something that's very good to have in any business. And it certainly was not there.
I remember Miata in the 90s when they would spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on the worst ads ever. And I thought, man, if you'd paid Dave and I some of that, I'd have my own zoo right now.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. You know, and it's interesting, though. You're living it. You know, everything's on an even playing field as far as technology goes. It's happening in the movies. It's happening in technology, radio. You know, I've done voiceovers for Howard Stern now for a couple of years. Well, ever since the invention of the microphone at home, which everyone can get now for $200, you can become a voiceover artist and work out of your home. I've got friends that are doing it.
It's amazing.
So that comes down to being talented and actually having the talent, and now everything's on an even playing field. It comes down to the best creators.
Maybe that's why I'm not getting any calls. You need talent for this as well as the microphone?
Come on, Mike.
That's
ridiculous.
Now, I know Mike wants to ask
by the way,
about
Mike,
this.
I did want to tell you, we are debuting the Wheel of Misfortune.
Yes. Now, do you have the trademark on that? Is this a name you can use forever? Because it seems if I would have trademarked something like that a long time ago, are you able to use this for all things? I need to see a Senor Benjamin Wheel of Misfortune shirt.
I'm seeing a game show, you know, syndicated, you know, following Jeopardy.
Hey, that reminds me. How is Senor Benjamin doing in terms of merch? I mean, is he getting ready? Is Matt going to have to up his pay to keep his services at the Menagerie?
I will say this. Senor Benjamin has more indie bookings right now than I would bet half the indie wrestlers working in America. he is booked out, I think, five dates this month. I know he's doing House of Hardcore, which I'm dying to go see, but it's Tommy Dreamer and Terry Funk in his corner, Brother Funk in his corner, and it's Matt Hardy and Senior Benjamin in his corner. So I know that's coming up. So he's booked out everywhere. He just did a couple autograph signings last week. The merch has been spectacular for him. It's fun to see. He's having a blast. He's a good dude, and he's just enjoying the ride. I don't think he ever saw this coming.
You know, it is kind of amazing. Don't want to denigrate WWE here, but when you look at how much time and effort they go into trying to create a star, it just doesn't work in many, many cases. And here, Senior Benjamin is a megastar.
It's really, I don't think you could ever compare anything to it. I'll tell you another great story. The SmackDown was in Nashville, where I live, a couple weeks back, and I still have friends that work there. And Matt was kind enough to fly Vanguard 1 home to Nashville with me. And there were three members, I won't name their names, but that specifically asked if they could come up and hang out in my condo so they could get pictures with Vanguard 1.
Hey,
they've been, I don't know if they posted them on their Facebook or not or their Instagram, but they literally took selfies with Vanguard 1 and were thrilled to see it. And, it really is spectacular meeting him in person.
There was a moment on... It was either Raw, SmackDown, or a pay-per-view. I don't even know where, but it's like 13,000 people in the building, and all of a sudden we got a delete chant. What is this
amazing
business come to?
It really amazing. Is amazing. And people are posting videos of their children doing it, and I'm like, I just don't know if this is good. I don't know if this that's what we want, the kids running around doing the delete chants. I guess so.
Hey, listen.
Hey, look, if Matt Hardy was willing to say it in the theater in front of all those other kids at the party, those friends of Maxwell's, it's for all the children.
As a man who grew up with children screaming, suck it, I don't think there's anything wrong with kids running around yelling delete. Stand by, Jeremy. Back in a moment.
Well, I'd like to think that we're cleaning up the youth of America.
That's true. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. To the people who thought I was gonna flop, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event. With up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more, get a 5-piece SPL drum kit or a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit, your choice, just $3.99. A Casio 88-key digital piano, $2.99. Or a Beyer Dynamic vocal mic for $29. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here for the final segment of the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive as well as Jeremy Borash. Let's plug the show tomorrow on Pop TV. Delete or decay. Floor is yours, Jeremy.
8/7 Central, Pop TV, 2 hours of Impact Wrestling every Thursday night. Of course, it's all building towards October 2nd's Bound for Glory. It's our biggest pay-per-view event of the year, headlined by, to me, the most credible world heavyweight champion wearing a belt today, Bobby Lashley, and EC3 in the main event, plus Gail Kim's going in the Hall of Fame. It's going to be a big, big night, and we're looking forward to it, but that's October 2nd. And Impact, of course, tomorrow night. It's going to be a huge – it's going to be one of these nights that everybody's going to be talking about again, because this fight is going to be just so different than anything presented on wrestling today.
And it's the first battle in the Great War. Wouldn't it be the second?
No, it's the first – well, it's the first big battle in the Great War.
I see. The first big battle in the Great War. I've got to get my wars and battles straight. So it's not too.
Yeah, well, you'll be a historian when it's all said and done. The book will be written. You'll understand it all. It's definitely going to be a huge night. You know, if you love the Final Deletion, you'll love this. I love to see all the top 10 list match of the year so far in 2016. You got G1 Climax matches. You got Tokyo Dome matches. You got all these great scientific battles, and then you've got the Final Deletion. So
there's no.
It's going to be kind of the next chapter in that, and I'm looking forward for everyone to see it.
If the Final Deletion, Matt, Jeff, everybody are not, I guess, put over big in the Observer Awards this year, represented well, I'll be very upset.
Boss, this is how I got him. Number one, Final Deletion. Number two, Last Battle of Atlanta. Matches of 2016. That's all you need.
Deleted, okay, everybody. We are out of time. I want to thank Jeremy, Mike, as always, all the callers and listeners. Got a big week coming up, everybody, so don't miss out. Every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, free. Sports Byline USA, Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, etc. Thanks, everybody, at Byline. We'll talk to you again next time. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.